At age 12, Iziwadi Ndahayo says Congolese soldiers abducted him on his way home from school and forced him to fight in their ranks. He sings about the difficulties child soldiers face. Now at 17, he is free after the United Nations convinced Congo's government to revamp its military and release child soldiers.
The children need to know who they are, what their work is, what their rights are. I have the right to education. I have the right to protection. But in the military, they have no right to protection. Their rights are stolen.
But thousands of children continue to fight on the rebel side, and former child soldiers struggle to reintegrate into society. Afa Karapala and Samuel Siddiqui Kakalu are learning to be mechanics. In the conflict-torn region, there are few job opportunities for the children, and many return to the war.
Life is difficult. It is a life of fighting. First I was abducted and fought with the government, then later with the Mai Mai rebels, and then with the government again.
Joachim Fikiri Kafungo runs a local organization called PAMI that has helped hundreds of boys to return to civilian life.
They have done very bad things like rape and pillaging. Often when the children want to return, the neighbors resist or the family is afraid of having a child living with them that is considered by others to be a criminal.
Rain leaks through the tin roof of the house that Iziwadi Ndahayo shares with his 12 family members. He says he hopes child soldiers might hear his songs and be encouraged to escape. Meanwhile, the war between the Congolese government and rebel groups is becoming more intense, and recruitment continues. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Goma.